De retour avec Mathias Norlinder. We are back with Mathias Norlinder. As a reminder, please raise your hand virtually. And the first question will go to Jean-François Chaumont, Le Journal de Montréal. JF, you're up.
Good morning, Mathias. It might be hard to answer. It's the first day of rookie camp, but do you believe in your chance of cracking the lineup right away in Montreal?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. That's why I'm here. That's why all the guys are here. So we'll see. It's a journey, and yeah, the time speech.
I believe it's your first time in Montreal. You've been drafted in 2019. What's your first feeling of seeing the city, seeing the ice for the first time, and wearing that jersey for the first time also?
It was awesome. A couple, 2 days here, busy days, a lot of information, just be hit here with the guys and take all in. It's been two great days, and I'm looking forward to play more. So yeah.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, JF. Next question, Martin McGuire, 98.5. Martin, go ahead.
Hi, Mathias. Thanks for doing this morning. What assets will allow you to make the good transition between Swedish hockey to NHL?
Well, I think back home we're a lot of it's a pretty defense league, and here is I think that's the defense first. I mean, and then you can focus on the offense. So I think I just take with me with the defense to this league, and just keep working on the offense here.
What's your approach here this weekend? Because you know. I think the near future is already set for you. There's a possibility to go back in your country. Is that give you a different approach to this camp because of that?
Well, I mean, my focus right now is just to make the team. That's why we all guys are here, like I said before. So I'm looking forward to this week, and then we will see what happens. So just fun to be here for the first time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Next question, Eric Engels, Sportsnet.
Hi, Mathias. Just wondering, what was the biggest thing you learned last year playing in Frölunda?
I mean, I think a lot of defense. I learned a lot to play strong in front of the net. And to gap up and be, just to be, I think I've been just to be harder, to be maybe more aggressive out at the boards.
During the season, like any season, there's ups and downs. How do you deal with times that are down? How do you deal when you have a bad game and you got a rebound and have a good one?
I mean, you will play a lot of games in your career, so is to focus on the next one and don't looking backwards. Just easy as that.
And just lastly, how do you feel playing on the right side? Is it different than the left? Where are you most comfortable?
I think I have played on my right side for 3 years. And this year I start to play on the left side. I mean, I can play on whatever side I want to. Yeah, I mean, what the coach said, so I just want to play, and that's all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question, Stu Cowan, Montreal Gazette.
I know one of the big adjustments you're going to have is getting used to the smaller rink. Just how much of an adjustment is that, and what's the biggest adjustment for your game when it comes to changing to the smaller rink?
Well, I mean, this is my first time here ever on the small ice too, so we'll see. It's probably will take some time, but... I will give it time and to adjust to the small ice. I think one practice here, I didn't feel like it was too hard, but we will see. Take time.
I know you're on the ice with Caden Goulet a lot today. Have you guys had a chance to get to know each other the last couple of days? And what do you think about what you've seen from him so far?
We were here on Tuesday. Just a few guys here, just walking around and see the city and see the arenas. I mean, we have been talking, but it only had been 2 days, so it's kind of hard to say, but what I have seen from like Twitter and stuff. He's a great guy and awesome on the ice.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Stu. Eric Leblanc.
Hello, Matthias. I'd like to come back on your last season. You had a very good start in that season, but after you got injured and it was a bit more difficult for you to find back your rhythm, how would you describe that last season?
Yeah, like you said, I think, first of all, the whole team had a pretty good start, me too. And the first injury there in, with the national team against Russia, kind of tough. I mean, for 4 weeks, I think I was off. And then get back, it took like 5 games. Then I got second injury, so that was kind of tough, tough period in last year. But I mean, it's part of the business and just keep grinding and keep looking forward. That's all I can do. So, yeah.
And how do you feel mentally? Because if you're going back to Frölunda and maybe you could play the year after in Laval in the AHL, are you ready, you know, mentally to take this time, or you would like to be ready for the NHL sooner?
I mean, we'll see. It's a journey for everyone. Everyone have a different journey. I mean, I can go back to Sweden if that's what these guys want here in Montreal. I mean, I'm here to make a play, to take a place here. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll take 5 more for Matthias. We'll go with Alexandre Gascon.
Hi, Matthias. I was just curious to know, actually, what was the coaching staff message to you when you arrived, whether it was Rob Ramage or maybe Jean-François Hull? What did they tell you exactly?
Just enjoy it. Take a pride to be here. Have this jersey on and this shirt. And just battle for place in Montreal. Yeah, and enjoy.
Yeah, and to circle back on what Stu asked you about the size of the rink, of the ice, like you said, you didn't see much of a change so far after one practice, but do you feel maybe in your zone or anything that there's time and space are taken away from you that you'll have to adjust, maybe make plays more quickly, or do you feel anything like that, or not really?
I mean, that's kind of tough. I haven't been on the ice for 5 days, so even if it will be in Sweden, it's kind of difficult to be off in 5 days and then go back to play. So it's kind of tough to answer that question, but we will see it. Give it some time. I think we will see it then.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Matthias. Is it Matthias? Am I pronouncing that right?
Matthias.
How do you pronounce your name?
Matthias.
Matthias. Okay, good. You know, you've been a professional for quite some time now, even though you're still young, you know, which is pretty rare for North American players to be able to do that. What has been the biggest benefit, you think, of being in a professional environment from such a young age?
Well, I mean, to battle against the big guys, I think. I think it's like that. I don't have any good question answer on that.
Well, no, that answer is fine. That's fair. And earlier it was interesting to hear you say that, you know, you think that it's a defensive league in Sweden and that here maybe you could bring more of your offense. I think you're known as an offensive guy. What is you know, to what extent are you limited in showing your offense when you're playing in Sweden? Just because of the style of the league and then maybe the style of your team, are there times you have to hold back offensively when you play there?
Well, we maybe like last year, like I said before, I got some injuries too. So maybe my confidence wasn't there all the time. But then it's easier for me, I think, just to keep focus on the defense first. And then the offense will come. I know. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
We'll take 3 more. Patrick Friolet, Simon Larange, and Amy Johnson. Patrick?
Yes, Matthias. obviously with the transition you're trying to make here, I was just wondering the fact that you need to do everything quicker and you have a very short amount of time to get that rhythm. Is there any preparation you can do on your side mentally or physically to make sure that you do things quicker, or is it just a matter of getting some repetitions on the ice?
Well, maybe some repetitions and just be more aware out there. I mean, like I said, it's smaller ice and it will be quicker. So just be aware out there and trust your game.
And I was just wondering, one of my colleagues, Sébastien, was in Sweden 2 years ago and was talking to you in French. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you remembered anything about coming here in Montreal and having a few French words for us.
Ah, pardon. oui. I mean, that's all, to be honest. I'm sorry, guys.
It was more like comme ci, comme ça. I don't know if you remember
comme
that.
Ci, comme ça, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mathias.
Je m'appelle Mathias. Yeah.
Merci, Patrick.
Right. Thank you.
Simon.
Hi, Mathias. Maybe the sample is too small because you've only been on the ice for 1 day with these guys. But are there other players who caught your attention on the ice, who surprised you by their quickness, or were you impressed by some of your teammates today?
Oh well, I think I was impressed by everybody, how hard everyone's working. I mean, first day everyone wants to improve and want to take a place. So, I mean, I try to focus on my game too. I just try to do my best out there. So first day was kind of hard. But maybe give me some to practice more and we'll see.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Simon. Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Mathias.
Hi.
Kind of expanding on that and also going along with what Arpen asked you a few moments ago, having played in the Swedish league and particularly with Frölunda for the last couple of years, it's a very competitive league. You've got the experience playing against older, bigger guys, defending against that. So as you say, you were impressed with everyone today and everyone is looking for a spot. Do you feel that experience that with Frölunda gives you an advantage coming into this camp to try to earn a place on the Canadiens roster?
Oh well, yeah. I mean, Frölunda is one of the best, like, in the whole Europe. The team, the organization, there's great. We work real hard. So I think I have, like, from that city in Gothenburg, pretty good, like, standards and good daily basis. So I take that with me, and then just keep working hard here too.
And we'll squeeze a last question for the last one for Eric Engels. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Mathias, me again. The two injuries that you had, can you tell us what they were and how long you had to deal with them?
First one is my shoulder. I think it was 4 weeks. Then got a knee for probably the same, maybe 3 weeks here. Yeah, that was all.
Okay, which shoulder and which knee?
Should I say that? I don't know.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm shoulder.
Okay.
Dias, thank you for your time.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
And we'll be back with Cameron Ellis in a couple of minutes.